Be well.
For the first time in more than 700 days, yes, I said 700 days, the general public can walk the halls of the Massachusetts State House today, which means for the first time in almost 2 years, you could hear folks like George guiding tourists through the storied halls.
Now, we have this replica fish, let's call it, which we refer to as the sacred cod. And a long time ago, miraculously, this cod disappeared. Now, that's a big taboo here in Massachusetts, and so there was kind of a statewide manhunt for this fish. Now, they were able to roughly...
Ah, the sacred cod. WBUR State House reporter Steve Brown in the State House, which is now open to the public, joins us. Steve, welcome back to Radio Boston.
Hi, Tiziana.
All right, so Steve, you are a member of the press. You're vaccinated. You've had access all along. This is the place that conducts the people's business. What is it like to have the people back after more than 700 days?
Sure. There's a different sound of the building. You can hear talking and murmuring throughout these marble halls. That is what kind of made things so eerie for 2 years here. Having this big cavernous building, more or less to myself, was kind of strange. Of course, there were some key staffers who were in the building throughout the pandemic and some other reporters. But overall, it was deadly quiet most of that time. I can now feel a little bit more life coming back into the building. I don't know if you can hear in the background, some folks talking off in the distance and footsteps and what have you. We haven't heard that for 2 years.
You know, you said a second ago, you can hear human beings talking, which just kind of blows my mind with a state house. Had there been tension in the last few months, Steve, about whether or not to open the state house, or was the legislature pretty clear, we are good with this place shut for now?
I think they were pretty satisfied with the way things were. The legislative leadership was saying, you know, we're keeping it closed because we have to keep the staff, the 600 people that work in this building, safe. But obviously, as time went on and we saw more city and town halls opening up and malls and supermarkets and Boston Garden and all these places opening up, this was the last holdout.
So was there a line today of people waiting with the door, you know, at the doors to open?
No. The building did open at 9 a.m. There was one lobbyist who was the first to enter. But for several minutes after that, there were more reporters hanging around the entrance than real people. That changed as the day went on. I did catch up with Belinda Byrne, who was visiting from San Francisco. She was taking the first official Statehouse tour.
I would have been really disappointed if I couldn't see this. It really gives a real flavor of Boston. It really resonates in terms of the historical context.
Now, she was quite impressed with all the murals and sculptures that are all throughout the building. Of course, one of the great things about coming to work in a building like the State House is it's part seat of the government as well as part museum. It's nice to see it through the eyes of a visitor from time to time.
And what are the protocols for visitors now?
Sure, everyone must wear a mask. All visitors have to show that they have been fully vaccinated against COVID, or if not, produce a COVID test from within 24 hours showing that they are negative for the virus.
So I'm noting that's beginning today. There are cities and towns around the Commonwealth that are actually lifting their indoor mask mandates. Boston and Salem just lifted their requirements for proof of vaccination. So any indication how long these measures might last at the State House?
Legislative leaders have said that they will revisit the guidelines weekly. Now, with the infection rates dropping, I don't think they're going to be keeping the vaccination check in place for too long, especially with other places like the Boston Garden and those cities and towns that you mentioned dropping the vaccination requirement.
So I know many legislative committee hearings have been virtual. Is that still going to be the case, or are we back to in-person hearings?
They are encouraging folks to still participate virtually. The way that the legislative calendar works, though, most hearings on bills have already been completed for this session. Now, there'll be a hearing here or there as things come up. But for the most part, hearing season is off until 2023. So we'll see where things stand then.
And what are the big priorities the legislature is working on right now, Steve?
Well, the fiscal 23 budget is the biggie right now. The budget always sucks all the oxygen out of the building the first half of every year. The Ways and Means Committees are finishing up hearings. The full House will take it up in late April. The Senate deals with it in May, and then they try to come up with a compromise by July 1st. But usually that agreement is reached a little while after the deadline. The Senate still has to take up the bill that was passed last week that would allow undocumented immigrants to obtain a Massachusetts driver's license. And the legislative leaders in both branches have their own priorities that they would like to see completed by the time they wrap things up the end of July.
All right. We will continue to check in with you as you report on those. Steve, WBUR State House reporter Steve Brown. From Beacon Hill today, Steve, thanks.
Thank you, Tiziana.